Harmonia, the ancient word for the union of melody and harmony and the music of the spheres. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This week's show is specially created for the young and the young at heart. From strings and winds to the continuo section, we'll introduce you to the main parts that make up a Baroque orchestra. A new release by harpsichordist David Moroni will also be featured. music of Louis Marchand. Four movements from his Pieces de Clavecin were performed by English harpsichordist Davit Moroney. A new release from the Plectra label, the recording is the first in a series entitled Le Clavecin Français. Other composers represented are Clérambault and Lebègue. Today's modern orchestra is made up of many kinds of instruments. With over 300 years' worth of music it might conceivably perform, you'd be right in assuming that it's a complex ensemble, one which shifts its size to meet many demands. But this hasn't always been the case. The orchestra of the late Baroque period was a much simpler being. With a core of strings and basso continuo, it could also have winds, brass, and even percussion, many of which developed into the instruments we know today. So, in order to get acquainted with its individual members, let's start with the violins and violas. Here's music of Antonio Vivaldi. His trio sonata for two violins and basso continuo is performed by Sonnerie. After that, we'll hear the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra perform a sinfonia from J.S. Bach's cantata Gleich wie der Regen und Schnee, which prominently features four violas and basso continuo.
Thank you.
We heard the Sinfonia to J.S. Bach's Cantata BWV 18. Members of the Amsterdam Baroque Orchestra performed under the direction of Toon Koopman. Before that, we heard Ensemble Sonnerie perform three movements from Vivaldi's Trio Sonata in C Major, RV 60. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're getting acquainted with the parts of a Baroque orchestra. Now that we've heard the upper strings, let's move on to the winds. A Baroque orchestra will most often be augmented by flutes and oboes, a bit like adding spices to a favorite dish. Many Baroque composers often favored the mellifluous sound of the flute and the reedy oboe, usually incorporating them in pairs. Let's have a listen to both. Here's flute music of Louis-Antoine Donnel. Two movements from his Sonata 3 in B minor will be followed by excerpts from Jan Dismaselenka's Sonata No. 6 for two oboes, bassoon, and continuo.
Thank you.
Baroque Music for Winds. The first two movements of Jan Dismas-Zelenka's Sonata 6 were preceded by a prelude and fugue from Sonata No. 3 in B minor by Louis-Antoine Donnel. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, publisher of Early Music America magazine, on the web at earlymusic.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're listening to all of the parts that make up a Baroque orchestra. We've heard the upper strings and winds. Now let's move on to the basso continuo section, which is the name given to the bass instruments that play the lowest musical line. This section can be made up of anywhere from 2 to 5 different types of instruments, including cello, double bass, harpsichord, theorbo, and guitar. Kind of like the rhythm section of the orchestra. Let's hear from the two main continuo instruments that are normally found in an orchestra, a harpsichord and a cello. Here, Canadian harpsichordist Luc Beausejour will perform excerpts from J.C. F. Fisher's musical Parnassus, followed by Gaetano Nasillo as cello soloist in two movements from a sonata by Francesco Gemignani. Thank you. An excerpt from a cello sonata by Francesco Gemignani. It was performed by Gaetano Nasillo and accompanied by harpsichordist Jesper Christensen with cellist Tobias Bons. Before that, we heard Canadian harpsichordist Luc Beauséjour perform four movements from Talia, one of the suites that make up J.C.F. Fisher's musical Parnassus. Welcome back to Harmonia. We're exploring the instruments that make up a Baroque orchestra. We've heard the individual sections, violins, violas, pairs of flutes, then oboes. We even heard the main members of the basso continuo section perform solos, harpsichord and cello. Now, let's bring them all together and form an orchestra. There's probably no better way to do this than to have them play dance music, the most popular kind of instrumental music a Baroque orchestra would have played. We'll hear a performance of Jean-Ferry Rebel's Characters of the Dance, a multi-sectional work that shows off the most popular French dances of the late Baroque. Marc Minkowski directs Les Musiciens du Louvre.
Thank you.
Characters of the Dance by Jean-Ferry Rabel. Mark Minkowski directed his ensemble, Les Musiciens du Louvre. We'll stay with the French Baroque in our new release of the week. English harpsichordist Davit Moroney performs music of Marchand, Clérambeau, and Lebeg in the first recording of a series from the Plectra Music label. We'll hear two movements, Allemande and Minuet, from Marchand's suite in C major.
Thank you.
We heard David Moroni perform an Allemande and Minuet from Louis-Nicolas Marchand's Suite in C Major. The recording comes from a newly initiated Plectra music series entitled Le Clavecin Français. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and comes from Indiana University. More information about Harmonia can be found on our website, harmonia.indiana.edu. Additional resources come from the Early Music Institute and the Thomas Binkley Archive of Early Music Recordings at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. Technical support for Harmonia comes from KOHM at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Bernard Gordillo. Listeners who enjoy Harmonia may also enjoy the Harmonia podcast and WFIU's Ethergame musical mini-quiz, available for download at WFIU.org with a click on the podcast button. Special thanks to WFIU studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Carrie Boyce, David Wood, Luann Johnson, and Scott Witzke. Harmonia's executive producer is Christina Kuzmich, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.